I almost said the Senators. I almost said it again, the Washington Nationals. Hey, Adam, thanks for being a part of it. I know you got a lot going on. We appreciate your time. Your thoughts about just how Washington, the Nationals, have handled this series and who they are and what their mindset is right now.
Well, first of all, guys, always appreciate you having me on. And two greatest words in sports, you know that, Game 7. This run has been incredible for the Nationals. If you know anything about the Nats and their history, it's been a history of disappointment, of letdown. So they worked their way into that wild card game, but it's a one-gamer. It's elimination. Elimination games have never gone well for this franchise. And guys, here we are, three and a half weeks later, the Nats are 4-0 in elimination games, and they appear to be the postseason veterans. If you look at the way they conduct themselves, just no panic. And I'm not sure where that comes from, because they sure don't have a whole lot of postseason experience. They definitely don't have a lot of postseason success, but there's just something about this group that they're not gonna fold. They're not going to play any different when their backs are against the wall. And I think that shows. That's why they're here in a Game 7, 27 outs away from the first World Series title in franchise history.
And they've got Max Scherzer going. I know you had a bit of a neck issue, Adam, but what have you heard about that and how he'll maybe be able to come through that?
Guys, I am stunned he's going to pick up a baseball today. I was in that press conference Sunday after they scratched him for Game 5 in D.C. He could not turn his head to look at who was asking the question in the press conference. He said he couldn't dress himself that morning, guys. Couldn't lift his right arm. Got a cortisone shot in his neck. How's that for a visual? And he throws on flat ground yesterday, and now he's pitching in Game 7 of the World Series. I do not know what to expect, but I do know I watched Max Scherzer pitch and pitch really well. I think he struck out 10 guys with a broken nose and a black eye earlier this summer, and that was just the middle of the summer, any old game. This is Game 7 of the World Series. I am fascinated to see what kind of juice he has, what kind of energy he has. And I mean, that guy, they were worried about nerve damage in his neck 72 hours ago. It's going to be incredible.
Is it the right word, epitome of who they are, the Nationals?
Without a doubt. And Max has been, you know, he's been the face of the franchise on the pitcher's mound. Strasburg has done a ton to kind of work his way back and kick that reputation that he had of kind of being a little bit of a wuss. We remember the shutdown after Tommy John, and he hadn't done well. He had a flu in the postseason series a couple years ago. Steven Strasburg was vintage last night. He was incredible. But Max Scherzer, he is a bulldog. He has been a bulldog since this franchise obtained him, and he's kind of their heartbeat. As much as you can be a heartbeat on the mound, he is fired up. He dances in the dugout. And, I mean, if I'm a Nationals fan, I don't think there's anybody better than Max Scherzer on the bump, with or without nerve damage in his neck.
All right, Adam, elephant in the room now, buddy. You're a Houston native. Like, outside of your, you know, your wife, your son, your family, your, you know, anything else, I don't know if there's anything you love more than the Houston Astros. This has got to be.
I appreciate you putting my family in there. Thank
you
for that.
Yeah. And look, I know you want, like, I know that in Connor, your son's, you know, naming thing, that you try to sneak in a Biggio or a Bagwell in there. But is this weird to do this? To, you know, you could be in the Nationals locker room getting champagne sprayed on you while your hopes and dreams are dashed.
Weird is one word for it. There are a whole lot of other words that I might put on a text chain, probably not on the biggest sports affiliate in Central Texas. It's incredible. But I am grateful for the opportunity. If the Astros were playing the Dodgers or the Cardinals, I wouldn't be sniffing this series. But because it is the Nationals, and they're loaded with guys from our area, with Ryan Zimmerman and Daniel Hudson from Virginia Beach, I am afforded the opportunity to be here and be a part of this run. And here happens to be my hometown against my favorite team of all time and the team I grew up rooting for. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in this ballpark. So to be here for the pomp and the circumstance and the emotion and the energy that is going to be a Game 7 of the World Series, it is going to be incredible. I don't know what I'm going to be like in the ninth inning. I might not be pleasant. I might not be pleasant for the next couple of days, but I hope I'm able to do my job and do it well and have some pretty awesome memories to look back on 5, 10, 20 years down the line.
If, in fact, the Nationals win and you're in the locker room and they start doing the bubbly, or when they start throwing out the bubbly, to get over your pain, just open your mouth and take some of the champagne in, and that allows you to get through the night.
Yeah. Hey, Strasburg, man, I've had a tough day. Can you help a brother out? Give me a pop, man. Give me a pop.
God, that's great. I love it. Adam, we know it's a busy day, obviously, and it's going to be a long night one way or the other for you. Either way, it's a great story. DC's thirsty. It's been since the Capitals won.
Yeah, a couple years ago, yeah.
Capitals broke the streak. The Mystics won it all a couple weeks ago. There's another team in D.C. So I can't remember.
91. 91.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, that's okay. That's right. That's right. Washington Redskins.
1991 season.
Here's the good news for Adam. He gets to be covering the World Series, which baseball is his number one anyway.
Yep.
And he didn't have to be in the Redskins locker room today finding out that Trent Williams' helmet hurts his head.
God. Oh.
Guys, I haven't said the words Bruce Allen in like 2.5 weeks, and I've never been a happier man.
Yeah. Oh, God. I wish you wouldn't have to say him because he wasn't there anymore. Good Lord. Thank you, man. Good luck, Adam. Have fun
always
tonight.
Great to talk to you. Enjoy the game, fellas.
That's Adam.